We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, blessed viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiao Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Alexis or Vietnamese farmer builds bridges to ensure the safety of his fellow villagers. In cultural news, young children are learning perfect musical pitch through a technique developed in Japan. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the nonprofit organization Uganda Rural Development Training, or URDT. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Three years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television made our debut broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Since then, with the grace of Providence, we have grown in coverage areas and contents to serve global audiences around the clock. Along the journey as a constructive media, we've been blessed to meet noble friends and maintain the loyal support of our wonderful viewers. We thank all for making Supreme Master Television a success. We especially offer our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her benevolent vision, wise guidance, and meticulous care, which has made our channel possible. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your unconditional love for all of humanity, the animal and plant kingdoms, and other beings in our magnificent universe. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's third anniversary.
I work as an advisor for National Environmental Protection Agency of Afghanistan, and also I am lecturer in the Department of Environmental Research and Management in the Kabul University. So I would like to say happy third anniversary to Supreme Master Television because of their hardworking for climate change and global warming and service to the people.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On August 9th, Typhoon Morakot struck several provinces in southeastern China, causing at least 9 people to lose their lives. About 16,000 houses collapsed and over 14.3 million people were affected. Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately requested that our association members help those in urgent need, offering a donation of $30,000 with all her love and prayers. This amount could purchase $235,000 in emergency supplies in the United States based on China's overall cost of living. As Supreme Master Ching Hai has requested, the most recent update follows.
August 31st, 2009. Most Compassionate Master, regarding relief work in southeastern China. Upon receiving Master's instruction, our relief team immediately went to the most severely affected Zhejiang Province, where 2 people had lost their lives and 7 buildings collapsed. We brought rice and cooking oil to 70 most affected families, including the elderly and disabled, and gave money to the most desperate victims.
In Fujian Province, we brought monetary aid and gifts of candies, books, and stationeries to the villagers, as well as SOS flyers to let them know the best way to prevent such disasters is to be vegan. In Shanxi Village of Jiangxi Province, financial help was provided to restore a damaged bridge and school, and families severely in need received cash aid.
Our deep thanks for Master's love and assistance. We wish to also inform that we did not use Master's donation as our association members from throughout China were able to cover this mission, including travel expenses, with their own funds totaling $15,883. All gratitude from relief team in China.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share these details with viewers and our association's forum group for providing them. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's timely and unconditional aid, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May disruptive weather events such as these subside as humanity strives for greater care of one another and the environment.
More countries flooded in West Africa. In Burkina Faso, at least 7 people perished in the worst rains in 90 years, and over 150,000 have been evacuated from their homes. As the capital city of Ouagadougou received rain in one day that was equivalent to a quarter of the nation's annual rainfall on average. Damage to infrastructure and flooding of some 24,000 homes has also been reported. The United Nations has sent teams to help officials meet urgent humanitarian needs. Meanwhile, flooding has left the country of Ghana with at least 25 fatalities, mostly in the capital of Accra, with reports that tens of thousands of people have also been affected in neighboring nations, including Benin, Guinea, and Senegal.
On September 6th, Supreme Master Ching Hai, expressing much sorrow and sending her prayers, pledged $15,000 in emergency aid, an amount that could purchase $511,000 in items obtained in the United States based on the average cost of living in West Africa. She also asked our association members, if possible, to go help the most desperate, the lonely, the wounded, and the elderly without caregivers. If not, they could send the donation through the Red Cross or a similar organization.
United Nations, local officials, and all relief personnel, we earnestly appreciate your efforts to ease the flood situations for the West African people. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's ever-comforting love and care, wishing everyone a soon recovery of normalcy in their day-to-day lives and that such disasters may soon subside with humanity's gentler, eco-conscious ways.
Tropical storm and floods strike the Philippines. Incessant rains and the arrival of Tropical Storm Labuyo have caused rivers to overflow, flooding southern and western villages and towns that are still feeling the effects of previous floods. At least 4 people have perished and several are still missing, with thousands who have been forced to leave their homes.
Government efforts have been hampered by continued civil conflict in the south, but have been able to deliver relief aid to several regions. We thank all government personnel for your timely and dedicated efforts, as our prayers go out to the family members of those lost to the storm, wishing the flood victims a smooth restoration of their productive lives as we pray for greater kindness among all people to help ease calamities as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Meat and dairy linked to Alzheimer's. Researchers at Australia's Curtin University have found that eating foods high in saturated fats damages the membrane that regulates nutrients going into the brain. This makes it easier for the protein amyloid, which is linked to Alzheimer's disease, to be deposited in brain tissue. The most prevalent dietary sources of saturated fats are meat and dairy products. Our appreciation, Curtin University scientists, for highlighting this link from animal products to the tragic Alzheimer's disease. May people across the globe protect themselves and their loved ones by switching to nutritious plant-based fare, which is naturally low in saturated fats.
U.S. University reports sharp jump in swine flu cases. Health officials at Washington State University, USA, announced that the number of students believed to have the swine flu virus jumped from 10 cases when school started on August 24th to an estimated 2,000 students by a little over a week later. With symptoms including cough, soreness, fever, and chills, ailing students feel a dilemma between not attending classes and risking spread of the virus.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, has issued guidelines for the nation's 360,000 daycare providers, urging vigilance in sending children with fevers or other flu-like symptoms home, not to return until 24 hours after the fever subsided naturally. In mainland China, 2 additional schools have reported outbreaks.
Global swine flu fatalities have risen by 57 in just 2 days to 3,372 total across 180 countries. Collective cases, both mild and severe, are too numerous and too quickly spreading for officials to keep track. Formosa, or Taiwan, reported a 49-year-old man became the 7th death there, while Macau reported 60 new cases on Saturday. Meanwhile, a European health agency reported 395 new cases across the European Union within a 24-hour period.
In Africa, 22 countries have reported a total of 5,559 confirmed swine flu cases, including 28 deaths. In South America, Brazilian officials confirmed 657 swine flu fatalities, the highest number of lethal cases in the world. Dr. Ivan Hung, clinical assistant professor at the University of Hong Kong's Department of Medicine, stated that swine flu fatality rates were 7% in Argentina and 13% in Brazil, compared to a 0.06% mortality rate for the seasonal flu. Dr. Hung stated, "It's pretty shocking, and this is what we are expecting in Hong Kong in winter. We are expecting more hospitalizations and more patients to be admitted requiring intensive care, and the mortality rate is expected to be much higher than now."
We appreciate your efforts, Dr. Hung and all health experts, and send our sympathies to all those suffering or concerned by the swine flu. Our prayers for everyone's ultimate wellness through nourishment from hygienic and vitality-boosting fresh fruits and vegetables.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Brazil celebrates Independence Day. Today, September 7th, is Brazil's Independence Day, honoring its autonomy achieved in 1822. One of the world's largest countries, the South American nation contains the Cerrado, which is among the Earth's most biologically diverse savannas. More than 10,000 species of plants are found in this area. The Chapada dos Veadeiros and Amos National Parks of the Cerrado are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. We wish all friendly Brazilians a festive Independence Day.
Darfur reported as no longer being in war. Following a statement by General Martin Agwai, commander of the United Nations African Union peacekeeping mission in Darfur, Sudan, that the region was no longer in a state of war. The organization's outgoing leader, Mr. Rodolphe Adada, also affirmed that violence has decreased and that he thought a peace process could now move forward. Meanwhile, the organization Safe Darfur Coalition has commended U.S. President Barack Obama's special envoy to Sudan and is requesting further efforts to bring a comprehensive peace agreement for the entire country. Our appreciation, Mr. Adada, UN African Union Peacekeeping Mission, and the United States for your part in the emerging peace in Darfur. With the grace of the Providence, may harmonious coexistence soon prevail among all Sudanese people.
Save our planet. Ocean dead zones are increasing. Satellite data from a recent study published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters showed that barren zones in the world's oceans increased in one decade by around 5 million square kilometers, an area equivalent to about half the size of the United States.
These so-called ocean deserts appear very dark as they lack green chlorophyll from plankton. As with their land counterparts, the deserts are also hotter than surrounding areas. Animal agriculture is largely responsible for these regions that support no life, as fertilizers and manure make their way to the oceans, ultimately robbing it of oxygen and killing marine animals and plants in increasingly larger areas.
Many thanks, scientists, for this illuminating report, despite its disturbing implications. Let us all do our part to restore the ocean's health, especially by refraining from the harmful intake of animal products.
As part of her tireless efforts to save humanity and the planet, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of how best to address the sea's dead zones during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
Scientists are now concerned that dead zones like this will just continue to be more and more, get bigger and bigger, which of course is lethal for all life. So this is a small but very good example of why we need to be vegan, to renew the rightful balance of life. And of course, we also need to be organic vegan, because so many of these dead zones are caused and made worse by chemical fertilizers that are primarily used for livestock feed. So yes, be organic vegan.
Save our planet. UN chief warns time is running out on climate change. Speaking at the Third World Climate Conference in Geneva, Switzerland, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon presented a much disrupted vision of the future if nations do not unite now to implement strong measures in halting climate change.
He noted that only 3 months remain before the Copenhagen Conference in December, and that increased melt from the Greenland ice cap is raising sea levels and threatens to alter the flow of the entire Gulf Stream. The UN chief also said that the people who present the most frightening aspect of global warming are not the scientists who are reporting these findings, but rather those who state that their nation cannot or will not take action.
Our respectful accolades, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your message of urgency. May all nations heed this warning now and act to preserve our planet for the future of all her inhabitants.
Save our planet. The Royal Society for the Preservation of Birds reports that preservation measures have resulted in increased populations of the gannet bird at a Welsh reserve on an island off the coast of Pembrokeshire.
Save our planet. Australia's Bureau of Meteorology reports winter temperatures 2.47 degrees Celsius above normal, making it the warmest winter on record.
Save our planet. World Wildlife Fund India and Tetra Pak partner for student and teacher training in Bangalore, India, with participants helping create the country's first website dedicated to educating students about climate change.
Of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. Tutu and I are both vegan. Today we'd like to share a tip given by our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai. If you have companions like us, please remember birds need to chew. It helps keep our beaks trim and healthy. Giving toys, like those made of non-toxic wooden pieces, untreated cotton rope, etc., is important. You may find them in your local animal companion store, online, or you can even make your own. Please make sure all the materials are safe. Our many thanks, beautiful Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this marvelous tip. Thank you, kind viewers, for your attention, and thanks a lot for being big, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, an Alexis or Vietnamese farmer builds bridges to help many. 50-year-old farmer Mr. Lê Văn Trương invested in his first floating bridge in 2000. It linked the Phương Sơn and Mỹ An villages in the Lục Ngạn district. Since then, with the assistance of several investors, he has constructed five more bridges which span the Lục Ngạn River. Farmers are now able to securely bring their crops to the market, and children can get to school safely during the rainy season. God bless you, Mr. Lê Văn Trương, for your generous care for others. May the people of Âu Lạc have many happy todays and sustainable tomorrows.
In cultural news, young children are learning perfect pitch through a technique developed in Japan. Students of the Iguchi method are able to distinguish or reproduce a musical note upon hearing it. Developed by Ms. Kazuko Iguchi, a former music instructor, youngsters raise a certain color flag when listening to a particular chord on the piano during daily sessions. Later, the children are able to name each note after it is played. Over 800 teachers in Japan have employed the system and declare a success rate of almost 100% when students begin before 4 years of age. That's wonderful news. Bravo, Ms. Kazuko Iguchi, for helping to enhance music appreciation among youth. May heavenly harmonies continue to uplift our world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership featuring Uganda Rural Development Training, or URDT, a nonprofit organization that helps people realize sustainability. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for such a beautiful world. Stay tuned for more laudable news right here on Supreme Master Television.
Bonjour, je suis Georges Larac des Canadiens de Montréal. Soyez végé et devenez écolo et sauvez la planète. Je voudrais souhaiter un joyeux troisième anniversaire à Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, foresighted news for an intelligent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Uganda Rural Development Training, or URDT.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Established as a non-profit organization in 1987, the Uganda Rural Development Training, or URDT, encourages people to view many aspects of life, such as well-being, education, livelihood, and human rights, as being closely related to each other. The goal of URDT is sustainable development within local agricultural sectors of society.
On an 80-acre campus in Kigali, the URDT provides educational programs to interconnected institutions. These include the URDT Girls' School for primary and secondary levels and URDT's Vocational Institute for Youth Leadership and Development Skills, which has made it possible for a variety of successful entrepreneurships to exist. The URDT Community Radio has 4 million people listening to broadcasts, which share information of both local and international relevance. The URDT Demonstration Farms shows the people of the region how to use earth-friendly agricultural practices. The African Rural University for Women and the Human Rights and Peace Center are other valuable endeavors of URDT.
URDT has a number of partners and donors, both nationally and internationally. African Food and Peace Foundation, Uganda Wildlife Authority, and PUM Netherlands are but a few of them. URDT's co-founder, chairman, and chief executive officer, Dr. Walimu Musheshe, was recognized by the Rotary Club in Kiwatule for his selfless service. The URDT has also been honored for its achievements in sanitation, health, and HIV/AIDS education. URDT Community Radio has been awarded as the best participatory programming at the 2004 UNICEF International Children's Day of Broadcasting and Best Presenter by a student of URDT Girls' School. Our sincere appreciation, the Uganda Rural Development Training, for providing so many people with the opportunity to better their lives. May your laudable work continue and expand, helping to bring a viable and brilliant future to Uganda.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day in Javanese entitled Lullaby.
でも、 ある夜、彼は生後9ヶ月の赤ちゃんに優しく子守歌を歌って聞かせました。最初の節を歌い終わると、赤ちゃんは愛らしく彼の目を見て自分の口からおしゃぶりを取ってお父さんの口に突っ込みました。
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thanks for your humanitarian efforts and loving influence. I have been vegan for just over a year now and I've never been happier. I only recently discovered Supreme Master Television and I was overjoyed to learn of the many benefits I was receiving for being veg. Now I have learned of the economical, ecological, political, spiritual and nutritional and I have made it my duty to spread the message. I hope that more people will shed their ignorance and selfishness to turn to compassion and understanding. Meditate and leave your ego in abeyance so as to realize your connection with life and remove the barrier of separation. Love to the world, love to life. Be veg, go green, save the planet. Kashif from London, United Kingdom.
Cherished Kashif, what a marvelous transition and understanding. The earth and the animals are rejoicing with you. With dedicated individuals like yourself, our world will soon be paradise, rejoicing its golden age. With heaven's light and our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with celestial grace and beauty. Take care for now.
Happy anniversary, Supreme Master Television. Be veg.
Go green.
Save the planet.
全球无上师电视台的各位观众，大家好，我是中华民国的立法委员林鸿慈，我在这里特别祝福无上师电视台周年庆。无上师电视台是我非常喜欢看的一个电视台，它的节目非常的多元，而且兼具正向建设，有益世道人心。令我印象最深刻的，也就是无上师电视台长期以来推动节能减碳，要抗暖化护地球这样一个活动，真的是竭尽一切的心力。无上师电视台涉入了最深，也投入最多的一个心血。那我们也希望无上师电视台未来能够秉持这样一个理念，推广素食护地球，希望让我们的地球未来更美好，让我们的全民的生活能够往更真、更善、更美的方向来前进。那再一次来恭喜无上师电视台的周年庆。
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Red Cross Society of China and local Red Cross in several Chinese provinces raise over $4.4 million to help rebuild areas affected by disasters in Formosa or Taiwan.
Led by Russian conductor Valery Gergiev, members of the World Orchestra for Peace offer concerts in Poland and Sweden that commemorate war through uplifting music dedicated to the redeeming nature of peace.
In Ao Lạc, or Vietnam's central province of Thừa Thiên Huế, a group of nuns care for 200 orphaned and disabled children through various self-sufficient endeavors, such as growing their own food and opening a vegetarian restaurant.
Kuwaiti medical teams fly to Baghdad, Iraq, to bring wounded persons to their country for free medical treatment at the direction of the Emir, His Highness Sheikh Sabah IV, Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah.Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring His Highness the Sheikh for his caring initiatives with a Shining World Compassion Award.
Japan's newly elected Prime Minister, Yukio Hatoyama, affirms his intention to continue trust-building steps with Russia toward resuming normal relations for the first time in over 60 years.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or RFRC, along with the Japanese and Burmese Red Cross Societies, partnered to build 54 elementary schools in cyclone-struck regions of Myanmar.
Following their formal training with the Tourism Bureau in Utrecht, Netherlands, several formerly homeless residents are offered jobs as official tour guides of the city.
Egyptian President Mohammed Hosni Mubarak and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas discussed Palestinian unity and the peace process during their meeting in Cairo, Egypt.
Saudi Arabia's custodian of the two holy mosques, King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, sends 50 tons of special dates for residents affected by the 2005 earthquake in Pakistan.
Somalia's government is offering reconciliation with the Hez al-Islam and the Shabab groups to foster national peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet.May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.